WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, 47 years in nutrition and holistic health. And with me is my weekly partner, Clint Powell, bringing life, wisdom, and common sense, and sometimes non-common sense from the PhD from the Waffle House in Eastridge. And maybe Whataburger. He's trying to, you're not?
I'm not going to do Whataburger.
No. You're not? Okay, good, good. Well, they got the lines over there in Eastridge. Dang. Good.
When you say weekly, weekly is W-E-E-K-L-E-Y or W-E-A-K? Am I weak? Is it a week
I
or
like
a
that.
Week?
Some weeks are W-E-A-K.
Yeah.
Yes.
We had a good show today, though.
Great show. We have Dr. Matt from Rev. It's something that I've believed in for about 8 years for healing, maintaining health, turning the corner, getting yourself out of the ditch when things are just not working well in your physical, emotional body. And Dr. Kurt Deering, I love to talk about a few drugs, and of course he's the expert, being the clinical pharmacist, trazodone, and we're going to talk about both the high dose of lithium, which is harmful, and the very low dose, which is extremely helpful as far as what we may need to consider. And also, we have some great lectures coming up. I just have three I'm going to announce. April 1st, it's under nutritionw.com under events. Optimize your fertility with Katie somebody.
That's awesome.
Yep. Our last name is spelled somebody.
Spell somebody.
And it's going to be on Wednesday, April 1st. And then Jeff Nursey is called Meet Jeff Nursey. And it's April 3rd at the store at 11 to 1. What this is these silly little bracelets that many of my staff members wear, including me. I have one on right now.
It's not this kind. We're not talking about the same things.
Okay. And Clint has one, but it's not metal. His is more... Not as sissy looking as mine, I guess you would say.
No, mine's very manly.
Yep. And what they do is they have a little disc on the back, and they actually decrease pain. I don't care what anybody says, because I have enough people who have dogs that they put it on their older dog, and their pain generally goes down enough to notice that it went down. I'm afraid to take it off because I have no pain. And he's going to be there April 3rd from 11 to 1. You come out and try one on. You can talk to him. He's the expert on that. That'll be a Friday. Next is April 9th, Brain Training for Effective Intervention. And this is on a Thursday. I don't know about you, but there are times in my life that I don't think I comprehend very well when I read. And that has been frustrating for me, especially back in the school days. I know I wasn't doing that. Now, I do have these neuro lenses, which help me to actually see words in a different manner than what we ever knew would happen. And Dr. Troy White is the person who gets me these special glasses, and he tests everybody for whether they need those or not. It has increased my reading speed by 20 to 30% and my comprehension by some definitely double-digit numbers. But the brain training is, again, everybody from young to very old who need to learn to teach the brain to comprehend and to be better at processing information.
What was the first event you talked about?
First one is Optimized Fertility.
Gotcha.
With Katie.
No, I was trying to look it up real quick.
Poole.
It is with Katie Poole.
Poole. Oh, yep. Thank you, Clint. Actually, Cody told me that from behind you, and you heard him say it. That's why you knew.
Did I just show you the screen?
I know you did. I was trying to run you in the ground.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never has more of an honest thing been said on this radio show. Just apply that to everything else Ed says. I was just trying to run him in the ground. Yeah.
All right.
That's fantastic.
We have a lot of information from our two guests today. I do want to mention real quickly, I know I got a short first segment here, but this was very intriguing to me, a study on prostate cancer. And they did visuals with but 9 samples and tumor samples. And they found that there was 90% of the tumor samples contained these plastic, microplastic particles within the prostate. Huh, isn't that interesting that now we're starting to really lock on to the fact that these microplastics are accumulating in certain organs? What if all of these decades, microplastics have been the biggest risk factor? For decades, they said it was testosterone would cause you to have prostate cancer. Now they say, oh, whoops, we were completely wrong about that. We're sorry. It really doesn't cause it. Actually, it helps reduce some prostate cancer. But yet we had to believe them for 50 years. Duh. This could be, it could be microplastics. Maybe not be, but it does contribute. So we have to be very cautious about this microplastic. I do drink about two bottles per week of plastic, like my Penta water, but I'm just going to believe that it doesn't have much, and that's all I do. Everything else is
in. And it's getting to that time of season real quick where you leave your water bottle in the car in the summer and you get back in. Don't drink.
Don't do that. We talked about that last week, how it concentrates. Yeah. Freezing, squeezing it, or heating it will concentrate microplastics. So.
Oh. I think we're about to take a break, and we come back, we're going to be with Dr. Matt from Rev. And then later in the show, we have Dr. Kurt Deering come on. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by our friends at Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Hey, Chattanooga, this is Sean Whitfield. We're celebrating 8 years of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake and Vital Health Radio Download. In recognizing our celebration, I'm pleased to announce that we are now presented by Nutrition World. Nutrition World carries a full line of health and wellness products to meet all your health needs. For more information about Nutrition World, find them online at nutritionw.com. Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World, and Clint Powell continue to bring you the latest news and information each week from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. It is our goal to assist in keeping you healthy. If you ever miss an episode of Vital Health Radio, go to your favorite podcast platform and simply search Vital Health Radio Download. Click on the subscribe or follow button for all future podcasts. Also, share it with a friend. For more information about Vital Health Radio, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. Vital Health Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
We're
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, brought to you by Nutrition World. I am Ed Jones with Clint Powell, and for nearly five decades, I've worked in nutrition and holistic health. And every day at Nutrition World, we help people apply what truly works. So let's continue today's conversation and move you even closer to stronger and more resilient health. One of my I talk all the time about team members, building a team approach as we get older and want to age gracefully. And you're not going to age gracefully in most cases unless you have a team. A team is people you trust that have varied ideas on how to maintain the proper health, because there's a few genetically gifted people who can eat like Clint Powell does. And
I'm what they call a specimen. I love it.
Yeah. Anomaly. That's another word for Clint.
Okay, I'll take it.
And
I'll look it up later.
Yeah. You know, most of them die, you know, before 60. He's not 60 yet.
I'm so close. So close.
But the majority of us need partners to help us to manage some of the challenges and also set a plan of action for helping the body to help itself. One of my team members for many, many years, and I'd actually have to ask him how many years it's been, I have come to their organization off and on for, I know, at least 6 years, maybe 7 or 8. My daughter's the one who got me going to it. Dr. Matt from Rev, welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you both so much for having me here today, and it's truly an honor.
Well, this is one of those topics that traditional medical thinking, one is, would scoff at, two is, they have no clue, and three is, I don't give a darn that they don't, because I want to embrace the stuff that really works, and closed-mindedness, they can go stick their closed mind into some box somewhere else or in their toilet and flush it. So neural integration is what we're going to go into, and that's a big word. So tell us a little bit, just give us a start on what is it that you do that is so different, and what made you get into that?
Do you want me to do it?
Go ahead.
Me and him have an agreement. You want me to introduce you this way?
I want Clint to introduce me. Yeah.
Okay, so you're the guy that makes people cry?
That's it.
100%. Okay, that's it. What I want.
We can wrap this up.
No, just kidding. Well, you have a unique take on something. We were talking about misconceptions and perceptions, and I think this is good for clearing that up.
You know, you said something about, you know, different ways people take this and throwing it out and just the misconceptions of it. You know, we were talking off camera. We've been now doing this work in Chattanooga for 10 years. I will say 10 years ago, we came to Chattanooga in this very different style of working with the body. Some may say, like Clint, woo-woo, a little bit out there. Wasn't necessarily for them, and it was a more challenging, hard conversation to have. Now, fast forward 10 years doing the work that we do, the science has actually kind of caught up with it a little bit. It's way less woo-woo and more so understanding neuroscience, understanding quantum physics, cell biology, epigenetics, and all of these beautiful scientific things that have come together to show that, man, the body is far more complex than we ever really realize, and that when we begin to focus on the nervous system regulation, which is our approach, truly remarkable things can happen, not only from a physical standpoint and a mental emotional standpoint, but biochemically, hormonally, and really just how you show up and be. So to answer your question, what neural integration is, it's a process that we learned outside of our chiropractic degree that at first I thought was insane. I thought these gentle adjustments working with the nervous system was quackery. First time I ever saw it, I saw this guy doing it. I thought, like, that guy's a weirdo. Now fast forward 14 years since that moment, I'm the weirdo that's doing this. But at the end of the day, what we do is we help create coherence, increase vagal tone in the nervous system, increase parasympathetic response. And when you do that more frequently and more often, the body knows how to heal. And that's like our biggest message to people. We've been so disconnected through the last 100 plus years of literally that, disconnecting from ourselves, from all the chemicals and all the things around us, that if we can just connect to that, truly amazing healing can happen.
Absolutely. Well said. And I will say that, of course, it also delves into the emotional level for myself and not everyone, perhaps. But the way that the system works opens up channels that regain a balance that I didn't even know was imbalanced until you get balanced. And then you realize, oh, wow, I can't believe that that much work needed to be done to create this health. And at times, you know, it certainly did give me pain relief. It gave me a sense of well-being. It gave me a feeling of kind of like being younger when I had solidity and I felt really connected to the earth, which most of us, we lose it at very early ages and we feel isolated. So what, before we get into any of the specifics, what are the probably the 5 to 6 different most common reasons people come to you?
Yeah, I mean, we're chiropractors at the end of the day, so it still says chiropractor on Google. So absolutely, we get people with headaches, neck pain, back pain. You talked about the physical and the emotional aspect of it. In our opinion, there's no separation of the two. You can't separate the physical from the mental, from the emotional. We are all of that within ourselves, right? You're Ed, you're Clint, I'm Matt. We all have physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual practices in our life. And so people that will come in, yes, there's pain. And usually people don't come. One of the ones that aren't on the top five is just for wellness, right? Because 99.9% of people are going to make a choice and decision based out of pain and not out of an empowering stance. I'm sad that that's the case, but that is the reality that we live in. So if I were to say that the people that see the biggest shifts and changes, yes, they have symptoms going on. They've been through chronic fight or flight, anxiety, depression, PTSD. But really at the end of the day, it's a dysregulation. It's a disconnection from self. That disconnection can be physical, but it's also, man, like just not being the best version of yourself. And I think all of us can relate to like reacting to our spouse or to our kids or to our friends and not showing up as the best version of ourselves. And for us, it's about how can we help process those things that have built up so that way, yes, the pain goes away. Yes, our mental, emotional state gets better. But when that happens, you can actually show up as the best version of yourself.
Is it too, though, maybe sometimes it's the curious that come to you because it's the people, they don't know really what, they know they're looking, they know they need the help or they want the help. There is the pain, but they're also curious. So they really are surprised what they find out when they get there. In other words, I really don't know why the headache's there. Mm-hmm. So let's just go try to this. Maybe they've tried a bunch of stuff and now they're finally coming to you and they're like, oh, I didn't know I needed the thing that I actually got.
We're usually the last stop for people. I won't say the very, very last stop, right? But most of the time people have tried a whole bunch of different stuff too. You know, one of the things that we say, like, am I going to see changes? Someone might ask. The number one thing that we see for people to have change is that they're willing to be open to a new process. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you can't be skeptical. We actually make a joke, skeptics welcome in our office. I cannot tell you, we've seen several thousands of people. I would say right off the bat, we're about a 50-50 on people that are super skeptical and like people that are like,
But you're not in the business for 10 years if the skeptics aren't proven wrong a lot of times.
No.
So that's a testament to what you're doing.
100%, yeah.
And you are busy almost all the time. You have created extremely successful business. Now, going back in my memory, which is not always the best with details, but I may have started with you because my hip pain had begun, which was about 6 or 7 or 7.5 years ago. So when I went to you, you didn't fix my hip pain, but guess why? It was because I had actual hips that were destroyed. They were not working. They were like 2 flat tires on the back of a car. Well, I don't care how much air you keep putting in them. If they're leaking, you're not going to have them work. It wasn't your fault. What I found, though, was very quickly, because I'm kind of on a, I think as I'm an elder of society now at almost 69, I certainly have followed a path of kind of opening myself to more of connectedness to wisdom and whatever's next around the corner for this body and this life, I'm very intrigued by. So I'm always on kind of a pattern of searching for that. And it opened up some of the veils of feeling and embracing some thoughts and information that I wouldn't have found otherwise. It just truly was like a meditative approach within balancing my system, whatever that system is that allows you to see truth. Yeah. And I know that's an odd way of saying it, but now Clint's really looking like
he's got a question, yeah. So, and I don't know if you're comfortable with it. I want to make a statement, then I'll ask my question. The statement is, to what Ed's saying earlier, put a team around you. I have found that a lot of us say yes to that, and we really don't actually do it until we got a crisis. Mm-hmm. And now we're just reaching out for any old team member.
Yeah.
So I'm a big believer that if you're going to put a team around you, put it around you when you don't need them as much.
Bingo.
So when you do need them, you have the relationship and go, hey, man, I am having an issue. Like, come on in. I already know your body. We've already done the intake.
Yeah.
We've worked on you a few times. Now there's a problem. We got you. Mm-hmm. So that's my suggestion to
Sounds
folks.
Great in theory.
It is. And it's just like everything else. The more you maintain it, when it gets time to fix something, it's easier to fix, right? Is there any way, and it may just be too hard, maybe you want to direct somebody to some videos or tutorials of what actually makes it different?
Yeah.
Is that a weird question? I'm trying to, in my brain, figure out what makes it weird.
I'll go around about
different.
If I have trouble going back to that original question, I'll come back to you. But it kind of relates to Ed. What makes it different is the question. So going back to Ed, he came in for a hip and he experienced all these other things. We were talking off camera this week. We have been in practice for 10 years in Chattanooga. It's a really interesting thing to like go back and reflect on all the growth and all the expansion, all the people impact that we've been able to make. It's been a really beautiful experience. And when I think about 10 years of sitting down with people, thousands of people, everyone from different walks of life, one thing that I'm proud of about us is that we were taught a long time ago, and we just kind of resonated with it, is that we'll never have all the answers. We'll never know exactly what's going on with someone. So what separates us from a lot of people, not everybody, I think there's amazing practitioners out there doing something similar, is that we're never going to tell you, one, what exactly is wrong with you, because one, that is way too complex. And secondly, we believe that whatever's supposed to happen for that person, it all comes back to the nervous system, that there is a healer within each and every single person. That healer is the intelligence that lives within their master control system, the nervous system. Our education is simple. One of the very first structures to be formed inside of your mother's belly when you were inside of her, Clint, was something called a notochord. That notochord would go on to become your nervous system. Very first structure, and it grew from top to bottom just like that, this interconnectedness. And this intelligence inside of your mother created 10 fingers, 10 toes, liver, lungs, gallbladder. This intelligence made you this 37 trillion cell organism, right? You came into this world, and that intelligence never, ever abandoned you. It tells your heart to pump blood, tells your immune system to do its job, allows you to walk, talk, breathe. We talk about AI today. We've had AI in us forever. We have this ancient intelligence, right? This divine knowing, this divine intelligence. And the reality is your nervous system controls and coordinates trillions of cells, thousands of chemical reactions every second. You have the world's greatest supercomputer, but it's also your perception system. So it processes it so much. So it takes in physical, mental, emotional, and chemical. And when we have too much stress, that starts to build up. And so I'm good to get to your question. What we do different is not saying, hey, you have this left hip pain and only looking at the left hip.
Yeah.
You're how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I am 58.
58.
Yeah.
58 years of experiences, billions upon billions of vibrational experiences that your nervous system has to process. You are a complex system. Mm-hmm. So if I just go to your left hip, I'm throwing a dart and trying to hit something blind, right?
Yeah.
But if I say, hey, maybe there's just something inside of you that does know how to heal, and maybe there's something that's not allowing you to connect to that fully. I know that sounds out there and kind of crazy, but at the end of the day, that's what our nervous system is. It is the conduit of chemical reactions and communications and bioenergetics that communicate to every cell in the body. And when we can process some stuff that's been built up, a little bit of calmness enters, right? If you're stressed out, what do you feel?
Tightening,
right? If you're with some buddies, right, and you're having a good time, you're with Ed, maybe you're just, you know, hanging out, what happens? You soften, you loosen up, right? And that's a macro level, but from a micro level, you do that consistently over time, there's no doubt change is going to happen. Now, with going to Ed, we never say what's going to happen, because sometimes change can feel really good. Sometimes change can be kind of a gong show, an up and down roller coaster.
Right, and sometimes the physical is the physical, too. I mean, sometimes if you got two hips that are completely disintegrated, we can try anything we want. That's why we have modern medicine. That was one of those times modern medicine intervention worked well.
Yeah, and to not say.
And by the way, he's going to steal ancient intelligence AI. He's going to use that
all too well.
That dude, he's not heard anything you said
stole from
since
someone
then.
Else.
He didn't know you were still talking. He's like, I'm so going to use that later. But go ahead.
And lovingly, you know, for 10 years, we haven't been outcome based, right? Mm-hmm. The only outcome I care about is, does this person feel more regulated when I sit down with them a month after they start? And is all their problems and pain gone? Absolutely not. But are they significantly different? That's all I care about. And from there, that means you kind of, you stop the boat from going the wrong way. We start to turn it around.
Is part of your job managing expectations and helping define terms? Like, in other words, you got these people coming in with thinking one thing and you go, okay, let me tell you what to expect from us and how to, and all of a sudden you're helping them shape the experience.
That's a good question. You know, like anything, you do something in the beginning, first couple of years, you're a little bit more managing and try to, for lack of a better term, like guide them to what you think they should do.
Yeah.
And now I ask a lot more questions. My family asks a lot more questions and we're co-creating this thing. So I really come from the place of like, hey, this is what you might expect. This is also what you might expect. And it could be totally opposite, but this is what you should look for. And as long as we see that means things are progressing and changing differently. And we don't try to gaslight anyone. We don't try to make them think something where it's another thing. It's like, hey, tune in. And if this resonates with you and you feel like you're moving in the right direction, cool. This is what this looks like when people go through a journey here.
Perfect.
Love it. Great explanation. I'll give you another little story of mine just to tell people, because they're probably sitting there visualizing, still, what in the heck does he do when I go in there? Well, first,
hey, Ed.
Yes, Clint.
When you go in there, what does he do?
Great question. I know. I didn't even think about that, but let me explain it.
Yes, please.
So once a week, I would go. And some people, go twice a week, correct?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, but I went once a week because you are downtown. And so I did a double treatment, I guess you would call it. I look forward to it every single week. It was like one of the highlights when I got off work to zip down there. That was before and then after that, I'd go drink tequila and dance with women at the embargo. As I should. Thank you. That was really the healing part, I guess. But what I would do then, and you or one of your other cohorts down there, which are all awesome,
sister and sister-in-law, my family. Yes,
Monica and the others.
Erica and Lauren,
yes, and... So I would lie down face down. I would lie down, close my eyes, and there would be an easy, slight touch on, as you said, acupuncture points. But I've had acupuncture, and it never did what you guys and girls did for me. And then I would roll over, and I would have another 15 minutes. Any pain I had would generally be reduced, because that wasn't why I ended up going and going and going. I truly feel, because I worked with clients back then a whole lot, and, you know, I believe 100% in the power of nutrients, lifestyle, food, but I also believe in the devastation of packed away chaos and crisis and angst that the American people love to pile into a big box, and they like to lock it up with a very big padlock. And that way we can journey on and we can keep performing and we can keep the face up and have the smile. That is a toxin far more than heavy metals or anything else. And in my world, one of the benefits that your therapy does is keep me from having to go to the Himalayas and be in a cave and meditate on top of a mountain. I can do all of that in 30 minutes at your place once a week. And I feel like I have just returned from a Ram Dass or a retreat in Maui. So that is where the healing comes for these people who've done everything else right and their body still refuses to heal. We need that. And so we've got about 2 minutes left. Any comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. For us, it's about efficiency, because we don't live in a world that we can't. I actually use that line about being in the Himalayas or in the forest and meditating for 8 hours a day. The reality is we don't. We have life. We have businesses. We have careers. We live, right? We live in this physical world and we have lives. And so for us, what we learned is that if we can be efficient and help people to get into that state more frequently, and you said you came once a week, some people come twice a week. We see people less and less and less often as time goes on, because they're dependent. Isn't on us, but for us in the beginning, it's about helping them to connect to that. And the more time, all we have in this life is time, right? Once we're done with time, we got nothing else, right? And when we can spend more time in that state of parasympathetic tone, coherent state, yes, we heal, but then also we get to live life more freely. And, you know, we don't have to put the mask on that you talked about, living in the world that we live in. So it's just really about being more connected, more in tune in a very efficient way. That's really our goal for people.
And I've said for many decades that, you know, I believe totally the body has the ability to heal almost every single thing that it goes wrong with it. But we have to assist it at times with the right lifestyle, with the energetic connections, with the neurons and the parasympathetic and all the things you speak about. So I just thought of a great word. It's called ancient intelligence. And I think that's something that you...
Maybe you should use that in your when you're talking about your business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thanks, man.
I think I'm going to start that.
Dude, you're like a mentor. Pouring into people.
So tell people how they can learn more and contact you.
Yeah, we got all the social stuff, Instagram, at Rev Optimal Living, our website, revoptimalliving.com. And yeah, best things, just go to our website, go read through it, read our Google reviews, because we ask people that have gone through a few months to share their story. Those are all 100% authentic. And we get comments all the time like, yeah, I came in because I read your Google reviews. And if it worked for this many people, I got to try it out. So to your point, like just that interest in it.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Matt, so much.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, man.
And we will be right back. Are we coming back? Dr. Deering's on today, right?
That's correct.
He is coming back to Vital Health Radio, and it's brought to you by Nutrition World.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, powered by Nutrition World. And I'm Ed Jones alongside Clint Powell. And at Nutrition World, we serve hundreds of families each week, cutting through the confusion and focusing on proven health strategies that support long-term wellness. In this segment, we're again diving deeper into what really moves the needle, which is empowering you with information.
You misspoke.
Yeah?
You don't help hundreds a week. You help hundreds a day.
Oh, that is right. But it was written on that.
I'm just saying, I know, but I you so let's glad correct you that. I mean, you're we had this conversation how unique Nutrition World is compared to other stores around the country. One of them is that you serve that many people on a daily basis. Between 300 and 400 people trust you every day. Back to the conversation around
details. We are hitting 400 and a few almost every single day. And some days we hit 500 and 600.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're very blessed. I wake up every morning.
It's because you bring on good staff members like
Dr. Deering, clinical pharmacist.
Look at us looking as a team.
Thank you.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we're going to talk today about a drug that one reason I'm going to say I hate it is because I hear so many stories from so many clients for so many decades, not years, that I've been put on this trazodone. My doctor says it's not addictive and, you know, helps, supposed to help me sleep. Yeah, it does for a little bit. But then there's the rippling effect of the side effects. Everything that has an effect has a side effect. And the more synthetic it is, the more side effects it sometimes happens.
If it's not addictive, then why are there withdrawal symptoms when you go off of it?
That's exactly right. Why can't you sleep when you go off of it? Exactly. And you're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about also a drug that has a very bright side and a dark side. I love looking at something that in the right, what's that saying? The dose makes the poison. And
exactly.
And in this other drug called lithium, it is miraculous all the way to horrendous. And it's all about the dose makes the poison or makes the miracle. So what about trazodone? What is that drug and what is it usually prescribed for?
Well, it's an antidepressant. As they came out with newer and newer forms of the SSRIs, it became less and less utilized. However, it's still real popular to use for people to help with sleep, insomnia. And in my opinion, it does improve some sleep qualities, some parameters you're going to look at. But overall, I kind of tend to focus on how well does it do with REM sleep, and it does not improve REM sleep, but it does cause withdrawal. And it's the thing is that it can improve some parameters, so in some sense, some people can do well with it, but like every single pharmaceutical drug, it comes with a side effect, all right? And so the side effects, the next day, you're going to have some daytime drowsiness. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants that, all right? Now, here's my story on a lot of providers have run-ins with certain medications that kind of stick with them and sort of influence whether they use things or not. My 20 years ago, I remember having hearing about, or actually a patient I knew that got put on it and ended up in the emergency room with priapism.
Ooh, that's not a good. And you know what that is, Clint?
I do. I'll let y'all explain it though.
Okay, Barney Fife.
I can go down. I mean, I know what it is.
I know that you can type it in, but you wouldn't even know how to spell that word, so I don't have to worry you're going to type it in.
I don't want to come across as smarter than I am. I know what it is, but it's a sensitive topic. I'll let y'all talk about it.
Well, yeah. We'll just say it can be life threatening to some areas of the body.
Yes. Of men only.
Yes.
Because
men only.
Something happens that we want to happen, but we don't want to happen
for hours. To the nether regions and undercurrent. Yes.
Okay.
Right. It's an erection that basically won't go away. So it requires treatment. Mm-hmm. You got to go to the emergency room. They have to draw, put all kinds of needles in places, and it's not a pleasant experience. But basically that's, you know, not an insignificant.
I didn't realize it did that.
Oh, yeah. Not an insignificant number of men can get that. So that always sticks with me.
Yeah.
But anyway, trazodone, we've got so many other wonderful choices to be able to utilize for sleep. You know, first of all, I'm not a big fan of synthetic melatonin, but herbertonin, which is a plant-based melatonin, it's bioidentical to human melatonin. It is 264% more effective than synthetic. Mm-hmm. I take it. I don't even have trouble sleeping, but I take it because it's a really powerful antioxidant for the brain.
Most people don't realize that 99% of all melatonins, which I'm not opposed to, is synthetically manufactured. We are, I think, the only store in Chattanooga who carries a natural version, actually plant-based.
And it's the best way to go.
In a 0.3 and a 3 milligram?
And a 3 milligram,
yes.
Yep. And I also like Magnolia Bark and I love magnesium 3 and 8. Mm-hmm. That allows 3 and 8 delivers that magnesium across the blood-brain barrier, stimulating neuronal cells, causing you to relax. Stress goes down, anxiety goes down, and mm-hmm. turns off the brain from overthinking. So it's great for sleep. And a lot of these things people think is just for sleep. You know, if you take melatonin during the day, melatonin only makes you sleepy if it's combined with darkness. So you take mm-hmm. it during the day for other reasons. Some people might take high doses for cancer, say.
That's right.
And same thing with 3 and 8, magnesium 3 and 8, just because it goes in the blood and it helps you with sleep doesn't mean it's making you sleepy.
But it passes the brain barrier. It's the only magnesium that can do that.
Yeah. Well, there's actually another one.
There's a 4 and 8 that helps.
4 and 8. Yeah, how about 5 and 8?
Not
8.
The 3 and 8, but the 4 and 8 passes the brain barrier.
There's no such thing.
I'm moving the mic now. Sorry. Turn mine off. Just turn me off. Yeah.
Thanks for your contribution
Absolutely.
To that conversation.
Go back to brain barriers.
Yeah. Anyway, the other side effects that you can get from trazodone, getting back to that, you know, some nausea sometimes with people, dries everything up, constipation, dry throat, dry mm-hmm. eyes. So it has sort of an anticholinergic effect to it. But to me, and I think what you wanted to, when you originally talked to me about this, you wanted to, that Dr. McCullough had come out with some information on it. Mm-hmm. What did you read on that?
Everything that you just said, and the fact that it is an addictive drug, and the fact that it, again, is treating a symptom only, not getting to a root cause. When I had double hip replacement, I was giving a variety of pharmaceuticals. Well, I went ahead and filled them all because, I mean, we got a chaotic, you know, kind of criminal organization with insurance and drugs, so they were all free, practically. So I thought I'd do it. And, I being the guy that I am, I want to be able to say that I've experienced a lot in life. So I took one. The worst night and next day I think I've ever experienced from any one pill that I have ever taken. That's why I felt so out of my body, and I felt so disjointed in every particular way emotionally. It was really disturbing to me. I do want to say, if you are sleeping poorly, make sure you Google nutritionw.com and sleep ebook. I have written an ebook mm-hmm. of everything that I have learned over my 20 to 30 years of insomnia that really manages my sleep very well.
Excellent, excellent book. But and plus, there's so many other things that we have for sleep at Nutrition World. So just come mm-hmm. in and talk to us. But let's move on to the lithium.
Yes.
So the lithium, all right, so in nutritional amounts, it can play a major role in how our brains function. That's the thing you need to hear here.
That's an absolute.
It's how we handle stress. And Dr. Niels, who I'm going to be talking about, Dr. Michael Niels, is a German physician. And he talks about how even societies can stay healthy and resilient if they're getting enough of this. All right. Now, most people think of lithium. They think of the prescription drug. And the prescription drug does have a lot of side effects with it. Matter of fact, the kind of doses that they use for prescription drugs are the kind of doses they used back in 1949 to sort of discredit lithium. And this is the book he just wrote called The Conspiracy of Lithium. Mm. When they figured out that lithium is crucial, and now let's use the word that he uses, essential. He calls it an essential trace element, all right? So, or essential trace nutrient as well. So his theory is that once they figured out, and this is like right after you get into the Rockefeller pharmaceutical age, you know, this is starting to get real popular. Once they learned that lithium has a huge impact on your mental state and your mental, you know, your cognitive mm-hmm. abilities, and can improve depression and all these things, they actually started to suppress its use. So you combine
because they couldn't make profit,
right? If you have
it was already patentable, it could not right. be patented.
Exactly, uh-huh. exactly. So they actually did huge doses, same kind of thing they did to high hydroxychloroquine when COVID started. Mm-hmm. They did studies where they actually were using toxic doses so that it looked bad, so that they could ban it.
Mm.
And so so what they've got since then is decade after decade after decade coming out with newer and newer things that are causing these problems. And then he also says a part of that conspiracy behind all this is that with the way it works in the brain, well, actually, let me just go through some of his stuff here. So
before you say that, before I lose my train of thought, because you got yours right there in front of you, I don't think the majority of physicians or nurse practitioners or PAs have any idea how sometimes the chaos and the almost poor intent behind studies like you just mentioned. They did a study to discredit something because in the big picture, they wanted to make more money by discrediting the lesser one.
Exactly.
But the physicians, really, they don't have the time to weed through all of this is a honest study opposed to the dishonest study. That's why we have to be so cautious when it comes to pharmaceuticals. We just do. Because if your doc's prescribing it, that doesn't mean that it's the best choice.
Exactly. All right. So lithium is the missing ingredient in modern diets. This is what his claim is. Simple but bold. Lithium is the missing ingredient in modern diets, and that deficiency may be affecting our mental resilience, our memory, and even our ability to think clearly. All right. So what does lithium do? It's inside every cell. Inside of every cell of the body, there's an enzyme called GSK3. Think of GSK3 as the switch that controls inflammation, stress response, and the brain's ability to repair itself. When GSK is too active, the brain becomes more inflamed and less able to grow new nerve cells. So what he argues is that tiny amounts of lithium helps keep this switch in balance. So what do you do? You get micro doses of lithium,
which is what, 1 to 5 milligrams?
1 to 5 milligrams. I take 10 milligrams sometimes. It doesn't matter, as long as you're not getting up to the toxic doses. Mm-hmm. Lithium supports neurogenesis, the brain's ability to grow new neurons, reduces neuroinflammation, which is linked to brain fog and mood issues. It supports autophagy, the body's natural...
And autophagy is what?
The body's ability to clean up and repair process, basically kill off cells that should be gone.
Kind of like changing the tires. If your tires are worn out, you go to the tire place and you get new ones put on. But you throw away the old ones.
Help mitochondria, the cell's energy factories, work more efficiently. Strengthen the brain's mental immune system, helping us to stay resilient under stress. So, all right, what does he say? A big part, he wrote a book called The Hippocampus, The Brain Storyteller. So a big part of his work's focus is on the hippocampus, saying that what is the hippocampus? It helps us remember what happened, when it happened, where it happened, and how we felt about it. So he calls this our autobiographical function.
I think Glenn has a big hippocampus.
The ability...
Yeah, leave my campus out of it, dude.
The ability to weave our experiences into a coherent story of who we are. When the hippocampus is inflamed and under stress, the autobiographical function weakens. People become more reactive, more fearful, and less able to think critically or reflect on their own experiences. So think about trying to suppress lithium. Why would a big government or a big that wants to control the population and create a bunch of sheep, what would be a good way to do it?
Absolutely. Let me ask you something, Clint. Do you remember Billy Hull back in the day?
I do.
There was a guy, and I can't remember his name. He was a big old fella, and he hung in that group, and he was always fighting. He got arrested by police, and I don't know if you remember who he was. But the reason I'm telling this story is because my dad knew him quite well. He would have lunch with him. And one day, there was a restaurant called Sambo's up on Brainerd Road. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He got in a massive fight, and it took like 6 cops to finally get him down because he was just one of those humongous, powerful men. Well, he had a mental condition somewhat, but he knew that if he went to Florida and swam in this pond, this one single pond, it was full of lithium. They knew it, and he would go there every 3 months, and he was good for like a month or two every time he went. And this was absolute all the time. His friends would say, hey, whatever his name was, you got to go back and swim in that because he started losing it. And he would come back for a month or two and be fine.
And that's what's happened. We used to have this more in our water, in our soil, in our foods. And
tell about 7-Up.
All right.
I know I'm pushing you.
All right, hang on.
Because I don't want you running out of time.
All right, so... What he said, it argues that modern life has quietly stripped lithium out of the environment. So what have we done? Industrial farming has reduced lithium in the soil. Filtered and bottled water contains very little. So processed foods contain almost none. And how much are people nowadays just eating processed foods? Many people no longer drink natural mineral water. So that's got a good amount of it in there. So he compares the principle of Liebig's law of minimum, which basically says... Nothing is going to grow if it doesn't have all the essential nutrients. So like Lenny would tell you, our herbalist, if you're going to grow something, you have to have every component needed to grow a plant. If you have zero of a certain thing that's needed, say sunlight or a certain nutrient, it's not going to grow at all. If you don't have a sufficient amount of a certain, or if you only have a little bit of something, it's not going to function fully, it's not going to grow fully, or it's not going to be as potent as it should be. you've got to have. And so he takes this and uses this as this whole law of minimum and applies it to the brain. So our brain needs key essential things. What are they? Omega-3s, yes. Vitamin D, vitamin B12 and folate, exercise, sleep, which boosts brain-derived neurotrophic factor, low-stress environment, and that lithium, which is a GSK inhibitor and causes anti-inflammation, is a critical part of this. When you don't have it at all, you're not going to be able to function right, or if you're deficient in it, you're not going to be able to function right. So they've also looked at this in communities that have a lot of lithium in their drinking water. Mm-hmm. You can look at it. They've got lower crime rates, lower suicide rates, lower homicide rates, and less mental instability.
Just
in that
like
community.
My friend, just like the guy in the 1960s. Yep. It was in the 60s when I knew this happened.
So I know we don't run out of time, but he also applies this to long COVID. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So when long COVID, you've got basically the viral infections, especially the COVID, overstimulates that GSK3 we talked about, leading to chronic inflammation in the brain. So micro amounts of lithium may help calm and this process and support recovery by reducing inflammation, supporting neurogenesis, and helping the brain reset. One of his books, This Conspiracy Against Lithium, that just came out, it argues that, you know, it's a central nutrient, it's overlooked, and it's actively suppressed, in his opinion. There's some countries you can't even get it. All right.
But you can do it. It seemed like Nutrition World has it between 1 and 5 milligrams, I think. Isn't that right, Clint?
We do. And what
happened? Dr. Deering answer that.
What happened is in 1949, FDA actually banned it based on those studies we were talking about. Then what happened is somewhere in around 1986 or so, it snuck back in as the orotate form.
Mm-hmm. It did.
When it came in, now it's nobody fought it. I guess they figured they had it suppressed as much. But this is why I won't have the core for it Nutrition Board.
Bingo.
Everybody should be on vitamin D and K. Everybody should be on omega-3s, magnesium, and vitamin D and K. Well, I have what I call Dr. Deering's plus 4 more, as you would well think.
Yep.
Curcumin's number one on that. Quercetin's on that. NAC is on that. N-acetylcysteine. But my number 4?
Lithium.
That,
way to go.
It's
too good
it's an
to
essential
ignore.
Yeah. Element that we're not getting anywhere else. And that Scott had a great idea today is once people realize this, the first vitamin company that puts this in their is going to get a lot of usage.
That's pretty good.
A lot of sales there.
We got 1 minute. Tell about 7-Up.
Well, 7-Up is the atomic weight of lithium. And so they came out with, I guess it was back in the 30s, 40s, I don't know. They came out, 7-Up originally was 7 for the atomic weight of it. And up, it ups your mood and your spirits. So they called it 7-Up.
Because they added lithium to the drink?
They called it.
I wonder how many milligrams was in it. That's a cool story.
He talks about that in an interview I watched him in. He talks about the dose on there, but I think it was probably
small amounts.
Yeah.
But still, you don't need a lot.
You don't. All right, so at the end of the day, though, like, you know, why is it controversial to say that, you know, they're suppressing this? It raises a lot of questions. Could a simple trace element, one that we should be getting from our soil and water, play a quiet but powerful role in the way we think and function? I think they know this, mm-hmm. and I think that's why it's suppressed. It's for the same reason that there's a conspiracy theory out there that back at the turn of the century, that vitamin D, it was found that it was essential to our health. And they said, well, we should only be using 800 international units, which is enough to prevent rickets, but clearly not enough to have a properly functioning immune system. Without a good immune system, you are not functioning 100%. But lithium, vitamin D, the things I talked about,
bingo.
Essential.
Way to go, Dr. Deering. Yes.
And Clint. I contributed.
Thank you. And Clint Powell.
Yeah. He contributed to the prior piece.
Absolutely.
I know. I'm glad Dr. Deering.
That's creepy.
I'm glad Dr. Deering is not into conspiracies these days.
Well, I tell you what.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Is it my turn?
Yes, your turn to close out the show. We got to go.
We got 4 segments coming up. We'll be right back. We're going to wrap the show up here in a minute. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey Chattanooga, this is Sean Whitfield. We're celebrating 8 years of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake and Vital Health Radio Download. In recognizing our celebration, I'm pleased to announce that we are now presented by Nutrition World. Nutrition World carries a full line of health and wellness products to meet all your health needs. For more information about Nutrition World, find them online at nutritionw.com. Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World, and Clint Powell continue to bring you the latest news and information each week from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. It is our goal to assist in keeping you healthy. If you ever miss an episode of Vital Health Radio, go to your favorite podcast platform and simply search Vital Health Radio Download. Click on the subscribe or follow button for all future podcasts. Also, share it with a friend. For more information about Vital Health Radio, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. Vital Health Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, sponsored by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell. For years on this show and daily inside Nutrition World, our mission has been simple: give you clear, trustworthy health guidance that you can act on. Let's wrap it up today with practical steps you can start immediately. One other thing Dr. Deering wanted to mention was one of the bigger is that lithium has very good data to support the fact that it may reduce the incidence of Alzheimer's. So those people who certainly may have family history with that or have concerns, it may be something else to add in.
And I was listening, but do you say you carry that?
We carry a couple brands between 1 and 5 milligrams.
Wow. Okay.
Those are called microdosing, so anything less than 10 milligrams is very small dosing. And that's what we want. We want to live in the area of what nature, ancient intelligence would offer us. You hear that, Clint? I saw that word, ancient intelligence.
Genius.
It is. I don't know.
The original AI.
It is clicking like crazy. Hey, I want to talk about what I'm going to talk about on the next show. How about that?
You're going to talk about what you're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. You should talk about that.
I am going to expose my opinion on hydrogen water machines, and I have gone back and forth on it. I now have invested a few $1,000s, and I also have been experimenting on a personal level, and I will reveal the end of the study of my personal study on these hydrogen machines and whether I think they are valid or not next week. And also my AI experience on preparing myself for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, which will be July 11th at Erlanger Park. I am using AI as my training coach, and it is blowing my freaking mind about how accurate and how what a good piece of build up advice, and it has such a great attitude. It gives me a positive, and it puts a plan in action to keep me from overthinking.
Can I ask a question before we leave real quick?
Yeah.
Glucose monitors. If I wanted to get one, does Be Well do that, or do y'all sell those, or should I get a prescription for it? How does that work?
Be Well at beginwithlabs.com is the website.
And right? You like the brand, the ones they use?
Stello is a good brand. I've had three brands personally. I have had a couple problems with a couple Stellos, but most people have zero issue. I love the Stello from the fact that it syncs with my Aura ring, uh-huh. But you don't have to have an Aura ring. It goes directly to
your phone.
Is
that the only brand they carry? It's the only thing.
The only brand they carry, okay. But it also is less money than the other brands, and they last.
I think about trying it for a couple weeks.
2 weeks will change your choices of food. I can tell you it is so revealing because a few of the foods that I thought would never raise my blood sugar were unhealthily raising my blood sugar, and I don't eat them anymore. I loved sweet basil chicken Massaman. I will never eat it again. It jacked it up from a fast of about 90 to 220, and it stayed there about double the amount of time that it should have stayed there. And it wasn't even sweet tasting. So that amount of carbohydrates just blew my circuits, just absolutely blew it. I think we had a great show today.
It was fantastic.
And
yeah, fantastic.
Tons of information, and I hope everyone enjoyed Dr. Matt and Dr. Deering, and we'll get more of the regular tips of the week next week. I always have a book full of information I want to share, and I am like Dr. Deering. I run out of time, but I don't mind that at all. I just love doing this 8+ years. So that wraps it up for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. And for 8 years now, you've trusted us to be a part of your health journey, and we don't take that lightly. Thank you for tuning in, asking the great questions, and for caring enough about your health to keep learning. I always say I separate the world into two classes of people, learners and non-learners. You can catch past shows anytime on your favorite podcast platform. So until next week, take care, stay healthy. We'll see you right back here on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.